Hello again, I'm Kathleen Dunn. You are listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio for this Tuesday, the 2nd of June, or early in the month, but we decided, well, if you want to know the honest truth, it's because our guest fell through yesterday. And so we got the guest, which is on green roofs. You know, we're looking out the window here and thinking, wouldn't it be great to have nothing but green roofs all over the city of Milwaukee? It'd be great. Plant vegetables and flowers and, well, they're doing that all over the world. I shouldn't tell you that now because we're not talking about it this hour, but we are going to next week. We thought it was going to happen today, but it couldn't. And as a result, we have our open line. Not that you aren't just as important as any green roof. But that subject is coming up next week for those of you who have a keen interest in that subject. So it's an open line. And the last open line, I might add, was very good. We had some great suggestions, and I hope that you know that we scheduled some of those pretty soon after you suggested them. So that's why we do this, to get good ideas. Our phone number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655, and we won't give you the email. We'll do that later on in case you can't get through. We'll give you everybody's email address so that you can send emails any old time you want. John Treader is answering our phone calls, and we have a couple lines open, which is surprising. They usually are jammed. No, well, now we have one line open. Pretty soon we'll have no lines open, but keep – there we go. The lines are filled. But we will have some openings as the hour goes on, of course. 800-486-8655. And let's go to Julie from Mazamani first. Hello, Julie.
Hi. How are you doing, Kathleen?
Fine, Julie. You?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I have a great idea for you that won't fall through.
Okay.
Well, with the economy the way it is right now and families looking for things to do this summer for vacations – it'd be great if you did a show where you talked about some of the free festivals and free family activities in the state this summer.
Okay.
And as an example, on Saturday, the 15th of August, here in Mazamani, we have the Gandy Dancer Festival, which celebrates railroad history and has a free talent show, has a free bluegrass festival. This is all free. And I know we're not the only ones that do things like that, so... you know, we'd love to be on your show, and I know there's a lot of free festivals that families could really enjoy and save some money.
Well, that'd be a fun show to do, too.
It would. I think it'd get people riled up.
Uh-huh.
And since we have good listenership in Illinois, too, and even in Minnesota, we might get some from across the border to come and spend some of those precious pennies in Wisconsin.
Right. Send me more information on your festival, will you, please?
I will be happy to
do
that.
Okay, that's a good idea. We'll follow through on this. I like this idea. It's good. Thank you,
Very
Julie.
Good. Okay, Kathleen.
Okay. Bye. Arthur from Richland Center. Hi, Arthur.
Yes, I wish that the censorship wouldn't be so strict on the program, that there's still an open debate as to how those New York buildings exploded.
I don't think there is, Arthur.
Do you... basing his war policy on chasing bin Laden. So, well, Kathleen, why do you keep slamming down the discussion and debate on 9/11?
Because I don't think there's any validity to it. Do you want a show on that? Is that what you're asking for? This is an open line.
Between those of you who propound the official version of 9/11 and those of us who want to ask, how could those buildings explode and be pulverized in 10 seconds? And the President Obama is blaming bin Laden last night on BBC, and you keep shutting down the telephone on this.
Yeah, I just don't want to talk about this issue. I don't think there's enough evidence here. I think that it's, quite frankly, if you want me to be honest about it, a precious waste of valuable airtime. So you've heard people talk about this issue before. It's not that it has been ignored. I don't see any deep evidence on this, and so that's it. That's the way we feel about it. Jeff is next from Winneconne. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, how you doing?
All right, Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Well, what we need is more public and public radio. We need to look at the plays that are going on here, like Grease is going on in Appleton coming up here. We need to look at the artists around here in Door County. Actually get these people on the air so that we can find out who they are. If we don't get behind these people, no one else is going to. You know, Winneconne is the home of the walleye. We have walleye fests here all the time. Baseball is another thing. I want to, you know, let's hear Ryan Braun talk and Prince talk. Let's do an hour on with those guys to get away from national news, which, you know, it's kind of depressing at times, you know, so.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, I'd like to do more of it. It's hard to center on one area. I like the call that's related to what you're saying, that if we could do something on festivals, make sure you see this artist in this part of the state. Maybe there is a way to center on a certain part of the state each week. I'm not sure. It'd be nice to do that, but we're statewide, so we want to be fair to everybody.
Just 1 hour, you know, is not a lot to ask, you know. So
I agree, Jeff.
Uh-huh.
It's not a lot to ask.
Okay.
And I think we can ask for that. And, you know, we've tried to get some brewers on the air. We've tried to get Prince Fielder. I don't know about Ryan Braun. We did, we have had one brewer and one of the managers on a show last year when they were beginning, the Craig Council was with us. But, you know, I'd love to have Bob Uecker on this show. Every time I hear him, I say, what a talented guy he is, and been doing it for so long. I'd love to have an interview with him. So now I'm saying it again.
You know, not only that, but, you know, Wisconsin Dells, and there's all sorts of other areas that we could be looking at right in this state that's just so gorgeous here, you know, and people need to know, you know, to come here, you know.
Oh, sure.
So,
it's great.
You know, I don't like the new logo that they have, too. What is it? Drink till you die or something like that. You know, I can't remember what it is. You know?
It's not serving its purpose if you can't remember what it is, right? Whatever
well,
it is. I don't know
like
either.
To that point, you know,
right.
Where you have to, you know, party till you drop or something like that.
Live
you know?
With gusto. Live like you mean it. Da-da-da-da.
That's that. That's stupid. What happened to, you know, Escape to Wisconsin? This is beautiful here. People don't care. You know, John Kennedy, John walked around EAA, and no one paid attention to him. You know, paparazzis weren't all over him at that time. They, you know, people just don't care about Hollywood stuff here, you know?
Thanks, Jeff.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, sure. Uh-huh, bye. Let's go to Brenda from Spring Green. Hi, Brenda.
Oh, good morning, Kathleen.
Hi, Brenda.
Oh, pleasure to talk with you.
And you as well, Brenda.
And thank you. I worked for a few years for the Department of Phenomenology, Physics Department at the UW.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm aware of what they call a Project Ice Cube at the South Pole. They're looking for little bitty tiny particles, like neutrinos or something.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm not that well informed. But the project is multinational, and it's headed by a professor from the UW, Francis Halzen, H-A-L-Z-E-N.
Okay.
And it's just an amazing, intriguing project that they have going on down there. And they're looking for volunteers.
Actually, my stepson had talked about volunteering for that. He has friends who've done that.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be an interesting show. So we just get a hold of Professor Halzen?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for the call.
You're welcome.
We go next to Tom from Shawano. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Kathleen. I want to tell you how much I appreciate your show. This is a follow-up on the earlier show. I would like to see if you could get somebody who would explain that background does affect every judge's decision. This came up at the Bar Association's meeting when Attorney Abraham was there, and we were discussing whether attorneys should be appointed or elected. And the idea came about that the last two elections, not Shirley Abramson, but the other two, were distinctly based on a person's prior predilection to how they would decide cases. They may say, oh, I'll get up there and be fair, but each of us has certain perspectives of life. So if you could get somebody who would just simply show how people, judges come to the bench with preconceived ideas.
Okay. All right, Tom.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for your call. Our number is 800-486-8655. And let's go next to John from Milwaukee. Hi, John.
Well, Kathleen, the countdown to Mahler 8 is T-minus 10 days, and no protestations about this, Kathleen. You simply have to get Andrea Stelz on the show and Lee Erickson. It's been very interesting to go to Mount Mary and watch these rehearsals and see how the orchestra works through the problems of Mahler 8, of course, the last great tonal symphony in the history of Western music. And I think that you might be able to get Laurie Skelton, who's a member of the Milwaukee Symphony Chorus, to join you on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But this is June 12th and 14th. This is such a mammoth event, cultural event for the state. We definitely need to get Maestro Delce on a disc for posterity to get his reflection. So I hope you will consider this.
Yes, we
and
will.
Obviously, something on Joyce on June 16th as well.
Oh, yeah, Joyce on June 16th.
All right. Gorgonzola cheese at least, Kathleen. That's a sandwich for lunch.
Okay. Thank you, John. They're great suggestions. Let's go next to Scott from Green Bay. Hi, Scott.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi. I'd like to see coverage or analysis of NBC and their decision with their subsidiary MSNBC as to the direction they've gone. Your guests and your people that call in criticize and talk about Fox News all the time for being biased, and there's nothing more biased on cable news right now than mainstream MSNBC, but you don't hear a critique or a criticism of that. You only hear about Fox News, and it'd be interesting to find out, A, why nobody seems to have a problem with it, and B, why somebody hasn't done an analysis of it. It's kind of interesting, NBC's decision to move that direction with MSNBC. I mean, if you look from 5 o'clock through the main, through prime time, it's an incredibly far-left lineup and far less balanced than Fox, but Fox always gets the criticism. I'm kind of curious as to why, and maybe somebody in the media could actually talk and discuss this.
Well, I don't think either one of them, to be fair, has much balance, do you? I mean, it's hard to say Fox does, and it's hard to say MSNBC does. I agree with you. It's one's left, one's right. It's they're both biased.
Yes and no. Well, I guess my opinion is all you hear is critique and criticism of Fox. You don't hear that in the media about MSNBC. They get the pass.
Yeah.
Why is that?
We criticized him last hour. I don't know if you heard last hour. Julian Zelizar. We didn't spend the whole hour talking about this.
I wasn't talking about you. I'm talking as a whole. I mean, the mantra out there is Fox is not is biased. Fox is right wing. You don't really hear that much of an. And the other part to that, which I find more interesting, is the affiliate, the NBC aspect of it. How NBC, you know, a mainstream news organization, has a cable show like this. It draws your conclusion that maybe this is how NBC looks at things.
Yeah.
I mean, it taints NBC. It makes me look at NBC and question their news delivery as a whole.
Yeah. I mean, I see your point. We were talking about how places need journalism of substance, and I think that everybody's out for money, really, that it's much easier to just put together a show where you've got a host and then, you know, people who are regular guests who come and spout their opinions. And that's what a lot of places are doing because, quite frankly, it's cheaper to do that. And they know, I think, MSNBC had an audience for the left because Fox was successful with the right, and so they went that direction. And where's the substantial journalism? You know, I mean, I find them entertaining, both of them, but where's the, I'd like more substantial journalism.
Yeah, there's not a lot. I mean, you know, the 5 o'clock hour that Fox does with Mara Liasson, with Juan Williams, that's very fair and balanced. I mean, and they're on there every night. You know, Mara Liasson from NPR and Juan Williams. So they do, when it comes to the news, the other stuff I think is all fluff. I mean, the other shows are commentary, you're exactly right. But their news delivery, having those two on as part of the group, I think are excellent. I think you get all opinions covered. And I like that, but MSNBC doesn't have anything like that.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, it'd be an interesting show. No doubt about that. We'll be on it.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Scott, for your call. Pat from Richland Center. Hi, Pat.
Hi.
Hi.
What I'd like to see is a show on school financing based on Doyle's new budget.
Okay.
And maybe have a representative from WASB and from WEAC together.
Okay.
Since it's going to affect schools and teachers.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see some discussion on that.
It would be a good show.
And it's very topical right now.
It sure is. Thank you, Pat.
Thanks.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Bye. Carl from Peshtigo. Hello, Carl.
Good morning, Kathleen.
Hi, Carl.
I got an idea for an open lines deal for every week, probably on Wednesday or Thursday for an hour. Let's promote Wisconsin. Every community or communities has events going on, and if they like to draw the outside crowd in and so forth or get some notoriety of their event,
uh-huh.
we could have an open lines on that once a week on a Wisconsin getaway trip.
Okay. I don't know if we can do it once a week, but we're getting a lot of calls saying promote Wisconsin. So we'll fashion something, particularly
yes.
during the summer months. I'm not sure what form it will take, Carl, but we'll come up with something.
Good deal.
All right. Good deal. Let us know what's going on in Peshtigo, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Uh-huh. Bye. June is next from Shawano. Hi, June.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi.
I know that you do a lot of work with people who like books. And this one is about an author. Alice Munro
mm-hmm.
recently won the Booker Award. And she's a very special writer. When I first read her, about the 80s, I was so struck with how she relates to the people who grew up on farms in Wisconsin and in small cities. And she has a very special way of looking at those kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
She's from Canada,
mm-hmm.
and she writes short stories. And I read them in series. I think anybody from that kind of background would love her.
Yeah, I have read her. I've enjoyed her, too. Okay, there's a good suggestion for us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for the call, June. Bye. Open line is what's happening this June 2nd. Our phone number is 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655. And let me give you some email addresses, too. One of the things that came, and we just haven't done this yet because I haven't told you about it. Somebody suggested that we do a feature on whatever happened to, which I think is a really good idea. And so our producers, Rob Schroeder and Rhonda Fanning, are going to be doing this once a month. Whatever happened to, and it can be fun stuff and it can be serious stuff too. Whatever happened to whatever you're thinking of. It was a good suggestion. So if you have questions like that, whatever happened to, Rob's going to do research for the first month's answers to that. You should send him an email, and it's Robert. Schroeder, S-C-H-R-O-E-D-E-R, at WPR.org. That's for whatever happened to. In terms of other kinds of suggestions for shows, please email me and Rhonda. If you wouldn't mind emailing both of us on this, that would be great. And here are our emails. It's Fanning, F-A-N-N-I-N-G, at WPR.org. Mine is Dunn, K, at WPR.org. And we're always looking forward to your suggestions for programs. But a reminder that, is this too much? I'm giving you at once. Robert Schroeder will be doing the first Whatever Happened To. So if you have that question, send it to him as soon as you can. Okay. Oh, I got to pause for a minute. We'll return. Here's the number, 800-486-8655, and this is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Okay, two more phone calls. Tom from Milwaukee is next. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, hi there. I'm basically calling in reference to Wisconsin trying, having a debate upon the fact that Wisconsin needs to have a real serious discussion within the legislature about the ideas of medicinal marijuana and, for medical patients only, and approaching it with a more mature civil manner, because we have two states right around us, you know, obviously Illinois and Minnesota, you know, on the brinks of passing through their legislature already and onto state law within the next year. And it just creates a trafficking nightmare for the police. For, you know, we have a city named Madison, you know, with a great university, and we have a city named Milwaukee with great universities. These are creating horrible times for these types of, you know, students and for everybody, really, who doesn't want to approach it in a civil manner and treat it with guns instead of solutions. So that's really, I think, a great, you know, debate and or topic for the show to have, and I really enjoy that. So
okay.
I appreciate the listening to me.
Sure, Tom. I appreciate your calling. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. We go next to Bob from Fox Point. Hi, Bob.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi, Bob.
Hi. I suggest that you have a program on Jewish humor. Now, I tell you.
All right.
I don't know if there have been too many books written on this, but there's an old book called The Treasury of Jewish Folklore.
Okay.
Has 7,000, at last count, little stories
okay. That
are funny. Lots of people would enjoy them.
Okay. Who's the guest? Is the author still around?
I doubt it.
Then what are we going to do?
I'm serious, because the book was printed in 1948.
Oh, Bob.
Oh, Bob. I mean, but there are plenty of people. I don't know if you know one of your associates, Mr. Marins.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, maybe he would, I'm sure he'd do his show on this. He'd love it.
Uh-huh.
So, there you are.
Okay, Bob.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks very much for the call.
All right. Bye-bye.
And it reminds me that we owe you a comedy show, too. We have been doing comedy spring, summer, fall, winter. And we did our spring one, so it's time for another comedy show. We go to Ann from Madison next. Hello, Ann.
Hi, I have a writer or two. One of them is, I just thought about this when a previous caller called, Mary Morrissey, who is the writer in Washington at George Washington University in Washington, D.C. She's an Irish writer, and she is absolutely amazing. I read a short story of hers in a literary compilation called Glimmer Train, which is, you know, an every 3 month kind of thing. But she's just a beautiful writer, and especially she treated the relationship between an elderly mother and her daughter, who was sort of vaguely mistreated when she was younger, and you know how difficult the relationship was. I thought it was, she's just a stunning writer.
What's, I didn't get the last name in.
Morrissey, Morrissy.
Oh, okay.
And the other one is J.M. Coetzee. It's spelled Coetzee. He's a writer from South Africa. He's also a linguist, and he wrote the absolutely perfect novel entitled Waiting for the Barbarians. And he describes how paranoia gets things like Guantanamo Bay and what we did at Abu Ghraib, and generally paranoia toward people who are reasonably powerless. It is absolutely, he was a writer in residence at UW Madison. And he's just, he's an amazing, that was just an amazing novel. And I think he'd be willing to be interviewed. I don't know whether he's in Pretoria or, you know, somewhere in South Africa now, I think. I'm sure he's on the web.
Okay, Ann. Great.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks for your call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Let's go to Ray from Madison. Hi, Ray.
Oh, good morning, and thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to tell you, first of all, how much I enjoy your show and the Wisconsin Public Radio, our friends. The very fact that you folks are the ones who are always willing to, let's just say, approach or use some of the politically incorrect or socially incorrect subjects. I may not agree with all of them, but I am always learning something, and that's very important.
Great,
the,
Ray.
The purpose of my call was just to suggest that if you folks ever consider some new topics on your shows, perhaps it's time with the society that we have right now, that people are becoming more and more interested and attuned to what's gone on in our past, particularly Wisconsin's past, with memoirs or legacies of individuals. I think of a person like Tom Brokaw, who wrote The Greatest Generation, about our heroes, our fathers and grandfathers and grandmothers and sisters and aunts and mothers, who the Rosie the Riveters, the soldiers, all of those people who did so much for us. And that's why he sold so many copies of the book, because people are interested in the legacy of what's gone before us, particularly now, whether it's President Obama citing Abraham Lincoln, whether it's Tom Brokaw citing the veterans and the people who saved our society. And there are millions and millions of stories, and I just hope that sometime Wisconsin Public Radio will consider hearing some of the stories from Wisconsinites about their past. I've heard hundreds of fascinating stories. There must be thousands out there.
Oh, I'm sure there are. I'm sure there are. We had such a moving show yesterday. I talk about it because we had a World War II vet who joined when he was 17 years old, and this program that's bringing, I don't know if you heard it, people, particularly World War II vets, to Washington, D.C. They don't have to pay anything, and the Guardian pays $500 so they can see the memorial. And the stories just from that one person who was a wonderful person to talk to. He was just
we're on the same page.
Yes, exactly. It was just – and so he had a story, and all the people he met in Washington, some of whom are in their 90s now and – you know, had these fierce, horrendous battles in World War II. It was such a moving hour, and I thought, yes, we should hear these stories.
The gentleman who took my call initially brought up a very wonderful point. I did not know this. He told me that this Saturday night in Milwaukee at Turner Hall, they have some type of a it's been going on for 10 years, he tells me, in which people actually do this. They come and relate their stories, and it's just something that I think is a wonderful thing, and it's something I never knew about. And here I am just asking you folks to do this, and obviously there are thousands, maybe millions of others who think the same way.
Yes, exactly.
I want to thank you so much for taking my call.
Thanks, Ray. Thank you.
Goodbye
thank
now.
Thank you. It's The Moth, and they are performing at Turner Hall this Saturday. We did a show on that a couple weeks ago. It should be a great night. It should be a lot of fun. All right, it's an open line, and we go next to Mike is next from Madison. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Well, my idea for you guys, I know you've had some guests in the past that touched around the topic, but I'd like to see sort of like a full-out debate of some sort on your show, and the way that I would suggest doing it would be to get two guests, one an atheist and the other a theist, perhaps a Christian. Either the fact that Christians are more prevalent in America, and have a sort of talk, either, you know, something very general and basic to it, things like, you know, maybe the existence of God or whether or not, you know, one should believe or something like this. I think that'd be a great topic, and it's something that I don't think I haven't heard, at least, WPR addressed very directly ever.
No, I must say I don't think I've had a show on that. It would be interesting. Are you trying to make up your mind? Is that what's going on?
Well, I mean, I guess for me, my mind's made up. I'm not going to say which side I'm
right
on, but if you were looking for guests, one that I would suggest, at least for the theist side, would be Dinesh D'Souza. I don't know if you could get him on. And the other one for perhaps the atheist side, perhaps someone like Christopher Hitchens or Sam Harris. Now, again, I'm not sure if you can get either of them on, but I think it'd make a great show.
Mm-hmm. I think you're probably right. Thank you, Mike.
Yep. Uh-huh. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Virginia from Milwaukee. Hi.
Oh, good morning, Kathleen. Just so grateful to be on again. I had called in a couple of days ago when you had the biologist. Sandra was her first name. Don't remember the last name. And I was talking about the book on blue-green algae.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recall that?
Yes.
Okay. I have worked with you, actually, and you're just a lot of fun. And this was about 10 years ago. I've done a lot of volunteer stuff up at Wisconsin Public Radio for the pledge drives.
Oh, sure.
Yes. So it's good to talk to you again. And once again, here I am. I'm promoting this because you started out the program today with the "We need more green," and you're absolutely right. And that's why I'm promoting this, because I'm just so enthused and excited about it. I've known about it for about 8 years, and I take it myself, and I take it with juice, actually, but there are capsules or whatever. But for people to be educated about it, this is the main point here, I think. People look at, I think, algae as, that's something that came out of the lake. What do I want to eat that for, right? But this is the edible, fantastic blue-green algae, and it only grows in Oregon. Mm-hmm. And the author of that book, the book is Algae to the Rescue, actually. And the author is Carl, K-A-R-L, J. Abrams. And he's out of California. He is an educator and a chemist. And it is a paperback book. And it, actually, if you couldn't get him on the air, I would be more than happy to come out and talk about the blue-green algae that grows out there, because I'm pretty knowledgeable about it. I've studied it in depth.
And why did you start taking it, Virginia?
Because, excuse me, for one thing, my son, who was living with me at the time, years ago, his dog had some really serious issues, and I was just learning about the algae, and I thought, well, let's see, maybe I can help the dog here with this stuff, and how am I going to get it into him? So I started making the burgers. And I got it into Doodles the dog, and this large, like the size of a plum, boil broke within a week, and he was like a new dog. He was 11 years old and a big dog, and Ray thought that was going to be the end, and it wasn't. It was just the beginning, and I said, wow, this stuff is really great. I became a business associate of the company that markets it, and I've been using it ever since, and I just can't tell you, excuse me, how much it has helped me and so many others that I know of. But it's just the education of it, Kathleen. People just are not aware of the health, the many myriad benefits that this book brings out here, and that I have seen in my own life with people. So that's why I'm so passionate about it.
Okay, Virginia. Well, yeah. we'll look into it.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, thanks.
Kathleen.
Thanks very
I'll
much
keep
for the
listening.
Call. Sure. Okay, thanks. Yeah. Bye. We go next to Rich from Sullivan. Hello, Rich.
Good morning, Kathleen. I want to go back to the slogan or promotional thing for Wisconsin: the "Live Life Like You Mean It" whatever.
What is it? Is it "Live Life Like You Mean It"?
Yeah, I think it is something like that, and I think that's really kind of a dumb slogan. And we watched a movie last night on DVD. Its title is New in Town, and it's actually about Minnesota, and it stars Renee Zellweger and Harry Connick Jr., who are pretty good actors, but the stereotypes and everything were deplorable. So I'd like a program maybe on how the Midwest and flyover country is represented in the media. And I had a great slogan for Wisconsin, and I submitted it. It was Wisconsin, the heart of America's heartland. And I described it beginning with Indian Native peoples drumming and then going on to various other kind of characteristics. Scenes from Wisconsin. They didn't like it, so they came up with Live Life Like You Mean It.
Yours wins in my book, Rich. I like yours.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks very much for the call. We should have done that. We should have sent them our winner. Then that would have been the decision. That was a good one, right? I like that. Wisconsin, the heart of America's heartland. It's good. Diana is next. Hi, Diana.
Good morning, Kathleen. I have two for you. One, given the people having such financial difficulties right now, having someone on from the State Consumer Protection Agency, maybe making them aware of some of the scams that are going on in the state for how to protect themselves. And then two, You had a great suggestion about school financing.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like a broader discussion. What's going on with local municipalities with this local budget? We're looking at losing some really essential services, mm-hmm. like psychological services mm-hmm. in our county.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the leaders of the counties association, maybe some of the leaders from the state unions could all contribute to that discussion.
Okay.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You do a great job.
Thank you. Yeah, we will look at that, what's happening locally. You see the news reports last night. They're just covering, they're cutting. I think it was California, where they have huge budget woes. Most states do, but California's bigger than most, and they're cutting summer programs for, what about the students who need to make up work and people who are counting on summer school? It's a different world, isn't it? Okay, Julian from Ashland is next. Hello, Julian.
Good morning. How's it going down there?
Okay, how are you?
Good.
Good.
I have two different ones for you, and they're totally different from each other. So I'll do my first one that I thought of, which was Guinness World Records type of program.
Oh, that's fun.
So, you know, just I recently at a yard sale picked up 3 Guinness World Record books, and I've been just kind of, whenever I have a spare moment, it's just amazing, you know, what human beings have achieved.
Yeah, I like that.
You know, kind of fun, and just kind of, instead of having to sit there for hours and read it, just pick out some good fun things and some interesting things that people just, it would just blow their minds.
Okay, good.
And then my second one, which is, I guess, a little bit more serious, is kind of a, I think, in general, to get this economy back on track, to get ourselves going in a forward direction, we need to try to make a movement to try to buy U.S. You know, trade is important, but so are jobs. So maybe if you could have a show primarily based on what companies there are out there, maybe websites, just a real push for U.S. products. I know there's already a movement to try to buy U.S., but it is tough sometimes. So something like that.
Okay.
Just so people can't, you know, think to themselves where they could buy something that was made in the United States for different types of things. Because if you try, especially in a local town, it's pretty tough, you
mm-hmm.
know. So just that, and maybe an economist, you know, on there talking a little bit about how having more jobs, more factory jobs, more different types of jobs in
sure.
the U.S. could help things out.
All right, Julian. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
Bye.
Steve is next from La Crosse. Hi, Steve.
Morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
This is an international issue with some local connections. I was hoping you could have something on Hmong refugees that are in Thailand, and they are facing deportation, repatriation back to Laos.
Okay.
And our senators and senators from Minnesota wrote the president about a letter about this last year, and the status is really precarious right now. Precarious.
Okay.
And probably there are a number of local Hmong leaders that could talk about this. There's also Dr. Jane Hamilton Merritt, who wrote a book called Tragic Mountains on the whole situation in the war.
Okay.
A number of years ago. I also am aware of Vaughn Vang, who's executive director of the Lao Human Rights Group. It's a Green Bay organization. And I know a couple of local people as well, and I can email their contact information.
Okay.
Speak to this issue.
Great.
Thank
you
so much.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks so much for your call. Open line for June is what's happening here. 800-486-8655 is the number. If you'd like to send emails, send them to both Rhonda and me. Rhonda's is Fanning, FANNING, at WPR.org. Mine is Dunk, DUNNK, at WPR.org. And a reminder that we're following through on the whatever happened to. So if you're wondering, whatever happened to Rob Schroeder, will get to work on this and answer your questions later this month. So send him the whatever happened to emails at Robert period, Schroeder, S-C-H-R-O-E-D-E-R, at, I sound like one of those robots, WPR.org. Okay. More phone calls in a moment here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. And we return to your phone calls. We go next to Rhoda from Stone Lake. Hi, Rhoda.
Hello. Yeah, I would really like to hear a program about the small car companies in the U.S. You hear about them, but I don't know who they are, so I can't support them. And I can't seem to find them either. And also, I did find a small car company in France called MDI.
Uh-huh.
And they're an air pressure fueled car. And they like to set up small little factories, and then they don't have to ship the cars. So they're very a very green company, and they're trying to expand into the U.S., but I don't think they've gotten here yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we should do a show on smaller cars. It's a good idea. We've done electric cars, and we broach this subject every now and then, so it would be good to revisit it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Rhoda. Let's go next to Debbie from Delafield. Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Hi.
I was just curious to know if you've done any shows on people who use essential oils as an alternative to some of the over-the-counter either antibiotics or, you know, cough medicines and all that kind of stuff.
No.
That might be kind of interesting. I know I use some of the stuff that Gary Young has created through Young Living essential oils. And then the other one was getting maybe some of the moms groups on from Wisconsin, like the Milwaukee Moms or the Lake Country Moms, and talking about the different groups that are out there for moms to use as support groups and also to get together for play groups and stuff for their children.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Debbie.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Charlie from La Crosse. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, how you doing?
All right, how are you?
Yeah, I'd like to talk about something you just hear bits and pieces about here and there, and it'd be kind of nice to have somebody that's really solid in it, and that's taming politics and debunking myths. And yesterday there was a Frank and Ernest cartoon in the Milwaukee Journal and showed a kid sitting in a math class. He says, I don't need to know any math. I'm going to be a politician.
Yeah, I saw that.
And basically, one of the most valuable courses I ever had in my life was a course in logic. And theoretically, the logical arguments should be, you know, the basis of our legal system. But sometimes things get carried away. And lawyers, you know, stray from the fact of logic, and they get into emotion. And politicians do the same thing. It happens at home. It happens at work. And I think we need somebody that can point out, you know, what a solid logical argument is and how to recognize ones that are faulty. And also, too, you know, it applies to politicians, you know, who really use logic in their thinking and, you know, how to strip away the facade of all this mumbo-jumbo the politicians are saying and find out what they're really about.
And who would you have as a guest on that?
Well, I don't know. I guess I'd have to. The book I had was Copy for Logic, but I'm sure they're well-renowned professors of logic and political science that, you know, are bent toward the more logical rather than the emotional issue of politics.
Mm. You know, I must confess, which maybe I have before in my many years in radio, but I never did very well in math and never took a whole lot of math courses. They mistakenly marked that I had fulfilled the math requirement when I went to college, and I just didn't tell anybody it wasn't true. But I've always wondered if I'd see the world quite differently if I had completed all of those courses, trigonometry and advanced algebra and all of that. Do you think so? Do you think that your mind is different if you've had that?
Yeah, I think, well, I'm, you know, an engineer, so, you know, I get a different perspective on this than a lot of people. thing to realize, too, is with logic, that's actually when you study higher mathematics, that's actually where mathematics and philosophy intersect. And that's kind of a hard thing to understand, I suppose. But, you know, there are certain premises and conclusions that are correct and other ones that are not correct. And I think once people understand that, because there are so many people, especially those that maybe haven't had the advantage of schooling, that get sold a bill of goods by some of these more radical people on the media.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I'm pretty much a radical moderate myself, so I'm trying to steer down the middle.
A radical moderate. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how we would fashion a show on this, but it makes sense. So if you got any more ideas, let us know.
Well, also, too, there's a website out there that's devoted to debunking myths. You know, you get a lot of
You
get a lot. It's excellent. I can't recall the name, but you get a lot of these wacky emails from people you know that think, oh, this person really does this terrible thing, and you go and look at it and tell you what really happened.
Yeah, what is that? What is that? It's escaping my mind right now. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I can't think of that website. It is absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, well, we need a course in improving your memories. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much for the call. Goodbye, Charlie. Let's go to Kurt next from Green Bay. Hi, Kurt.
Hi. I'd like to hear a show on Thoreau, maybe specifically Walden and civil disobedience. Maybe if there's someone who can speak intelligently about that. It's one of my favorite books, and I'm sure there's a lot in there that someone could put together for us.
Okay. All right, Kurt.
Hello?
Yeah, good. Thank you.
Oh, okay. And actually, one more idea?
Yes.
Buckminster Fuller has always been a pretty interesting person. It'd be neat to hear someone talk about him as well.
Okay. All right, Kurt, thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks very much for your call. Keith is next from Appleton. Hello, Keith.
Good morning, Kathleen.
Hi.
My suggestion is for someone who's probably been on your show before, but Jack Holseder from the Wisconsin State Historical Society, one of the most knowledgeable and interesting men, and a Wisconsin treasure, quite frankly, who could speak. This goes into the Wisconsin promotion thing again, where he could put communities into historical aspects. For example, the history of Milwaukee, how it got to be developed through the immigration in the 1800s. He could speak on everything from effigy mounds to pictographs, pictoglyphs. In some of the central Wisconsin communities, he could speak about the history of Mineral Point in the southwestern part of Wisconsin, the development from the 1820s to logging up in the Hayward area, give everybody a sense of where we came from as a people here in Wisconsin, and sort of ties in with the promotion of why Wisconsin's a fabulous state and everybody should visit.
Oh, that sounds like a great idea.
And, Jack, have you had him on your show before?
I don't think I have.
He used to have, if my memory serves correctly, his own show on Wisconsin Public Radio for years ago. You can ask Larry Mueller about that maybe next time you run into him.
Okay.
And my other suggestion, and somebody's probably brought this up before, but Michael Moore could speak about his latest project.
Okay.
And that's about it.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, Keith. Thanks very much for the call.
Okay.
We go next to Hannibal from Beloit. Hi.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My suggestion would be maybe to do interviews or visits with local chapters of local groups. Like, for instance, I'm part of a local writers group. We're called Beloit Authors. And we do readings. We've done readings in Milwaukee. And in case anyone's curious, the website is DeloitteAuthors.org. But my suggestion would be, because I always find it really interesting to know all the little groups that form in Beloit, like organizations devoted to obscure topics, or other writers' groups would be interesting to know as well.
Okay.
And I guess that's it. It's just, like, our writers group is, the
director of our group is an AP English teacher at the Light Memorial.
Mm-hmm.
And have writers that do poetry. We have somebody who's working on a graphic novel, a reinterpretation of the Pied Piper of Hamelin.
Hmm.
I myself do short stories and poetry.
Okay, send us. I don't mean to cut you off, but I have to because we're out of time. Send us more information on your group. That would be interesting. Okay, everybody. Well, this had a real Wisconsin focus today. You never know what's going to happen on an open line. Didn't get through or your idea comes to you a little bit later, our email addresses are Fanning, F-A-N-N-I-N-G, at WPR.org. Mine is Dunk at WPR.org. And put Rob to work at Robert.Schroeder, S-C-H-R-O-E-D-E-R, at WPR.org for the monthly Whatever Happened To, but you have to fill in the blank. Thanks, everybody, for your calls. I'm Kathleen Dunn, and thanks to John Treader for answering the many calls here on the Ideas Network.